Solar panels have been mounted on the roof of Kluwak's water treatment plant for 2 years, and more could be coming. Katya Karankevich works for the consortium's energy program.
Our primary mission is to lower water and sewer bills and energy bills for rural customers. Primarily, we work with tribes and cities in rural Alaska to do projects, renewable energy projects, energy efficiency projects that fundamentally and ultimately reduce their bills.
She was in Kluwak on Thursday working on a video she hopes will get the word out to rural areas.
And then we can send that video to the 229 tribes in the state, that a lot of which might not know that we have a little program in ANTHC that will come and consult and for free help develop an energy project and write for the grant and administer that funding and go all the way through construction.
What's on top of Kluwak's water plant is called an array, which is a collection of solar panels that work as one system to generate energy. Karankevich says that just the one small array has saved Kluwak's utility somewhere between $500 and $600 a year.
If we put in a community-sized system, a utility-scale system, and have somebody like the tribe or the city own that asset and sell power to the local utility, now the local utility can write off all of the cost of that power purchasing it from that other entity. They can write it off and get the full PCE reimbursement.
PCE stands for Power Cost Equalization. It's a state program that brings down the cost of electricity in eligible rural areas to rates seen in more urban areas. Karankevich says that more arrays could be in Kluwak's future after what she says was a successful meeting with the tribe.
They have interest in installing arrays on all of the tribal buildings in that they have access to here, and maybe on the roof of the dump and maybe on the roof of the wastewater treatment plant.
She says she's looking into whether Kluwak's power utility is interested in the option. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Regan Miller.